Liberians are going to the polls today to vote for a new president and lawmakers in the second key election since the end of a long and vicious civil war back in 2003. The incumbent leader, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, Africa's first democratically elected female president, has just been jointly awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. But her opponents say she deserves neither the award nor re-election. NPR's Afebia Quist-Darkton reports.
Liberia's election campaign has been enthusiastic as 16 rival presidential candidates wooed voters. Almost 2 million Liberians are registered to select their new leader, with 81 legislative and 15 senatorial seats on offer. This West African nation, settled by freed American slaves back in the 19th century, is the continent's oldest republic. But Liberia suffered deeply destructive back-to-back civil wars from 1989 to 2003. It's still recovering, and peace is the top priority. We want peace, no more war, chant these Liberian women as they greeted their two freshly anointed Nobel Peace Prize winners in the shabby capital Monrovia over the weekend. The 72-year-old president, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, is the joint recipient of the Nobel Award with a Yemeni democracy activist and Liberian peace and women's rights campaigner, Lema Bowie. Bowie says she's endorsing the president.
Who else? She's done a great job. Yes, that's a yes.
But not all Liberians are backing Johnson Sirleaf for a second term after 6 years in office, despite her impressive international and financial credentials. Liberia's president, a Harvard-trained former finance minister and ex-UN and World Bank executive, is facing stiff competition.
We in Liberia any reason why she should be given this honor. It's undeserved. She doesn't deserve this honor.
That's her toughest presidential opponent, Winston Tubman. He's also a Harvard grad and a former UN diplomat. Speaking to the BBC, Tubman questioned both the merit of the Nobel Peace Award and the timing.
She's a warmonger. She didn't stop the war at all. And now that the war has stopped, she wants to stay on top of the country as if she's some liberator. She's not.
Liberia's president is swift to respond that, while she's honored to be a joint Nobel Peace Prize laureate, she's aware that's not what Liberians will be judging her on. Johnson Sirleaf says her record, maintaining peace and promoting reconciliation and development, will be the factors in the vote.
I'm optimistic. I think I've worked hard in these last 6 years to build Liberia, to set it up for a better future. You cannot rebuild a broken country in 6 years. This country was totally destroyed. And we've made a lot of progress. We still have a few things to do to consolidate the gains, to preserve the peace, to keep bringing the development. And who can do it better than someone who has the experience to do it?
After 14 years of civil war and 8 years free of armed conflict, Liberians are still protected by United Nations peacekeepers. Critics say, despite all the international aid and investment, progress has been sluggish. Liberians are still waiting for the delivery of past election campaign promises. Jobs, a steady supply of electricity and running water, and proper health care and improved education, and an end to rampant corruption. If no one candidate wins an outright majority today, the presidential vote goes to a runoff. Ofebia Quist-Darkton, NPR News.